Welcome to the Seeking Contentment for the Christian Woman podcast. My name is Nicole, and this is my version of a front porch where we sip good coffee that probably has too much creamer and go deep on the things that grow your faith and help you rediscover joy in your life and your marriage. If you find yourself feeling discontent or restless in your life, you are in the right place. If you're bored with the mundane day-to-day or feel like you're losing yourself while taking care of your family, I completely get it. I was you. Then several years ago, the Lord took me on a journey of finding my identity and purpose in Him, and it changed everything. If you're ready to go deep on mindset, identity, faith, and marriage, you're in the right place. Let's ditch that feeling of discontentment. You matter, your life matters, and your day-to-day matters. A fulfilling life is possible, and it's possible for you. Let's do this. Hey everyone. Today we're going to talk about the connection between how you feel about yourself and how that affects others. If you're new here, welcome. I'm so glad that you're here. If you're not new here, welcome back. I'm so blessed that you came back. So I'm going to start off with a question for you. Have you ever noticed that when you're judgmental towards others, that sometimes you are judging the very things that you don't like about yourself? It actually took me about 38 years of my life to come to that realization, but the results have been life-changing for me. During the last several years, I've spent a ton of time doing personal development. I've spent tons of hours and money on different Bible studies, different books, different courses, some blogs, some YouTube videos. Just there's been so much stuff that I have worked through. And over the course of time, the things that I'm actually taking to heart and applying from personal development have changed. But at the end of the day, I'm still trying to be a better version of myself. That hasn't changed. Like I said, some of the people that I follow or that I implement their stuff has changed. But at the end of the day, I'm just trying to move more towards who I believe I was created to be and the things that I feel that I should be doing. So I'm not sure if I first started down this personal development path because I was thrown into homeschooling and being a stay-at-home mom. I don't really remember if it was after the loss of my first husband. I think it actually started a little bit before that. Maybe it's just come with age. I just turned 42, so maybe it was just me getting older and deciding that there were some things that I didn't like in my life, and so I started going to find answers for why I am the way I am or what makes me tick. But regardless, I've been doing this for several years, and in all my floundering, I've actually learned quite a bit about myself. There's quite a bit that I like, and there's quite a bit that I don't. And so the realization that I came to several years ago is, though I've always considered myself fairly easy to get along with, at least to the outside world, I have my moments, but who doesn't? Over the last probably 12-ish years, I have consistently improved in the areas of taming my tongue and being careful of the words that I use, using words that speak life, and just trying to be overall easier to be around. To be completely honest, I'm not naturally an optimistic person, so I also have put a ton of work into being happy where I am with what I have, in practicing gratitude in all situations, and also looking for the good in every situation. I believe that you can find good things in any situation if you are willing to look for them. As I started to intentionally change my thought patterns so that they were more positive and I was just living in more joy, I noticed how much negative actually came out of my mouth. When you start paying attention to what's coming out of your mouth, sometimes it's a little bit shocking how often things are negative. So even as much as I had improved, it seemed that I always had something to say about the other people that I came in contact with throughout the course of my day. And most of the time, I will say it was probably on social media because I was staying at home a lot. But regardless, I just found myself, having something to say. And it wasn't always out loud to others. In fact, most of the time it wasn't out loud to others, which, I don't, just because I was thinking it doesn't make that any better. I definitely had some gossip issues that obviously I needed to repent of and turn away from those things. But what I noticed when I started paying attention to it is that the things that I criticized about other people were things that I really didn't like about me. I would think things or, maybe say things occasionally that, like, she's too big to dress like that. I can't believe she's wearing that. But in reality, I was just unhappy with my own body and my own years and years of weight struggles. Another thing, maybe she's so annoying, like when she's acting crazy with her kids. When in reality, I'm not the fun parent. When my husband passed away, one of the things that I said was, my kids just lost the fun parent because I'm just not that fun mom. Another thing that I always thought was that she is just way too ooey gooey in her posts on Facebook that her husband's tagged in. And really what I was feeling was I wish that my own husband was more romantic. One other thing is I would notice people taking these amazing vacations, and at that point in life, we didn't have money to be doing any of those things. We barely had enough money to buy groceries. And so I would think, oh, look at her. She's showing all these awesome pictures and nobody really cares. When in reality, I was wishing that I could go on those awesome vacations and be able to see things that I had never seen. Just to get to go do all of those fun things that we couldn't afford. Another thing that I thought was, no one really cares what you had to eat today. That was kind of a big one for me, and a lot of people complain about that on social media. But what I was really thinking was, I wish that I liked to cook and wasn't relying on cereal for my kids' dinner again. You know, people post fitness things, and I'm actually one of them. But for me, it's kind of checking the box that I worked out today, and so I'm going to put it out there. It's not looking for comments from anyone else. But I would see those at that time and just be like, whatever, you know, I'm glad you're happy with your body. I'm glad you're losing weight or whatever. But I started realizing that my criticizing and my judgments were just based out of my own hurt or my own unhappiness. And once I realized that's what was going on, things started to change. My compassion or my genuine joy for other people started to just skyrocket. I was finally understanding that if I was unhappy and judging someone else, and I was then in turn acting out or acting unloving, that when someone did that to me, they were probably doing it out of their own hurts as well. And so that realization was a life changer. Not only was I acting out of hurt, but sometimes when other people acted out, it's because they were hurt as well. And so the things that I started to do about it is I started to ask myself questions. When I started to have these feelings pop up, I would say, what has happened to make them feel that they need to act out this way? If somebody was, you know, snappy or sarcastic or whatever at me, immediately I would wonder what had happened in their day or what was going on at home that was making them feel that way. And then the second question that I asked myself is, just because I was feeling that way, was it just because I was jealous of what they had or what they were doing? Was it something that I was wishing I had in my own life that I didn't? And so a couple of examples of those things were, and this one I still do to this day because I've been this person, but if someone goes speeding by me, my thoughts immediately go to, I hope that they're not trying to get to a hospital before a loved one passes away. Because you didn't hear this part of my story, but my husband did get hurt really bad. My first husband got hurt really bad in 2000 when he was at work and was in the hospital for several weeks. And we did not take our time getting down to Lansing where he was in the hospital. And so when somebody goes flying by me, I just try to give them the benefit of the doubt that maybe there's something going on at the other end of that that we don't know about. And so I just try to give them some grace. Another thing is if someone says something that comes across as judgmental or maybe even hateful, I just need to stop and think that over. Is what they're saying true? Is there something that I need to fix or, you know, course correct in my own life? Or are they just speaking out because they're hurting about something? You know, take inventory of my own life. And if something that they said was true, even if it was hard to hear, then I need to take that upon myself to go to the Lord with that and to fix that about myself. And if I think about it and I don't believe that what they're saying is truth, then I'm just going to assume that they had something go on that day that made them react that way and give them some grace. Another thing that really changed with this was my parenting. If one of my children is acting out of character or, you know, they're just having a hard day, the questions that I like to ask now is, are they being defiant because they ate something they shouldn't have? I have a couple kids that are really sensitive to food dyes, and it totally changes their personality. So did they eat something they shouldn't have? Are they lacking on sleep? Is there something else that's bothering them that they don't know how to put words to, or they don't know how to process? And even having teenagers, a lot of times this is still an issue. There's still things deep down, and you know, they're teenagers, so they hold those deep down, and then little things just build and build and build until they blow up. And so I try to look and see what's happened or what might actually be at the root of why they're acting the way they are. Another thing, when it comes to my husband, is if he isn't like textbook romantic, what is it that he does to show his love for me? Does he call me at lunch just to say hi, or just to tell me something exciting that's happened that day? Does he take out the trash? Does he snuggle me and let me put my feet on him when I'm cold at night? There's so many things that he does for me that I don't necessarily call romantic, but at the end of the day, he does them because he knows that it makes me feel good or makes me feel better or helps me out in some way. And so noticing those things really helps me not focus that he's not necessarily, you know, writing me love notes or buying me flowers or doing whatever. He is doing the best that he can to show me how he loves me. And when I focus on those things, the other stuff just kind of fades away. One other thing is that I've noticed that if I'm giving praise to someone that I'm feeling jealous of or that has something that maybe I wish I had, it really helps me to focus back into feeling content with what I actually do have. So I'm not, you know, obviously we don't want to live in a place of jealousy, but if I see something, I'm like, oh, I wish I could have that. Complimenting them on that, going out of my way to do that, you know, serving others always makes us feel good. And so by letting them know that that's really cool, like, I'm glad you got to do that, or I'm glad you got to have that, or whatever, it actually makes me feel more content, because just because they have it doesn't mean that I need to have it. A couple other things that it's kind of along those same lines is maybe someone's rocking some shorts that maybe you feel that they don't necessarily fit their body type. But to reach out to her and just say, hey, you look really cute. That's, you know, I love those shorts or whatever. Just give her that praise, and it takes the focus off of where you're lacking or where you're having issue. If someone is posting that they made their own baby food, you know, just send her a little message and be like, hey, I saw that you're making your own baby food. Like, congratulations on being a great mom and doing this awesome thing for your baby. Or if you see someone that's, for the lack of a better term, being annoyingly energetic, compliment them that they're being inspiring or they're so motivating. You know, I believe when we're living life, when we're not living the life that we were put here to live, we tend to be overly critical and also overly judgmental of others around us. And it's so easy to get into that never-ending cycle that we don't feel good, so that we look for other ways to take that out on other people, basically. You know, if you're not happy in your life, you're going to look for those reasons to confirm to yourself that you're miserable. And you'll also look to others to blame for your unhappiness. So you can say that, you know, it's so-and-so's fault that I'm unhappy. It's my husband's fault that I'm unhappy because he's not romantic. It's my kids' fault that I'm unhappy because they just act terrible. But as you start to find your own purpose and intentionally look for ways to be content with where you are and what you have, you'll also notice how you react to others, and you're going to start to have more compassion for those that are hurting and acting out, or, you know, you'll be able to give them what you wish you had instead of sitting and moping, basically, that you don't have it. Basically, you're going to start to look for the best in all situations, and that will change everything. So you realize that instead of tearing someone else down for doing something that isn't necessarily what you would do, you can just move on. You can just realize that maybe what they're doing isn't for you, and that's okay. Some people aren't for us and some people are, but you're not holding that judgment against them anymore. You can just say, you know, that's not my type of personality, and so you can just move on. And another thing that I realized when I was acting out of jealousy was that many times it was because someone else was doing something that I wanted to do, but I had yet to take action on it. And so really I was mad at myself. Like I said, I used to blog, so I would see somebody that was making money with their blog and I would be a little bit irritated. Well, at the end of the day, it's my fault that I, you know, wasn't putting the time in and doing the work. Or I would see somebody that had lost a ton of weight and I would be mad because I was still at the same place. And so if you realize, if you can notice that sense of jealousy and nip it in the bud, then you don't have to go after them because you're irritated at yourself for not taking action. And so basically here is the takeaway to wrap this all up. We are all created unique. We are all created special. Sometimes life gets in the way of us realizing and also resting in the fact that we can act out in ways that we normally wouldn't. So three ways I have just to get back on track. Number one is to be compassionate because you don't know what someone else has gone through in the past or what they're currently going through. Number two is to find your own happiness and contentment and focus on that while moving forward and becoming who you are put on this earth to be. And number three is if you feel yourself starting to judge someone else's actions, ask yourself these two questions. Number one, am I judging them because I struggle with something that they don't seem to have an issue with? And number two, am I willing to love them and give them grace because I don't know what they're dealing with in their life? I'm not sure where I heard this quote, but I'm going to wrap up with it. It's just a simple little quote, but it was life-changing for me, and I think of it often. And when my mind starts to go down that road, I'm immediately brought back to this quote because I just believe it's true. I loved it when I heard it. I can't remember who it came from, but the quote is, "There's almost no one in this world that you couldn't love if you knew their story." And I just think that is so powerful. You know, if you know somebody's story, it can change everything. So that's all I have for today. I hope you guys enjoyed it. If you did, I would love it if you left me a review or shared this, and I will see you guys on the next one. Bye, everybody. If this episode challenged or blessed you in some way, I would love it if you would share it, subscribe, or leave a review. It only takes a few minutes, and it helps to get my show out to others who may need it. You can connect with me on Facebook by joining my free group. Go to Seeking Contentment Community and just hit join. I feel truly blessed to have you here today. Praying for you daily, Nicole.